You mentioned war, Tom. The the debate that I remember, and this was long after I had served in the Congress, but happened to pay attention to it on C-SPAN, was the resolution for the first Gulf War.
Yes.
That I found as an observer to be absolutely riveting. I thought it was the time the House was at its best. And you were both involved in that debate.
Well, yes, and as a matter of fact, when people ask me, Bob, what was one of the, or a couple of the most telling moments that you remember as being, you know, significant? And I would refer to that debate that we had, a bipartisan debate. President Bush, the first President Bush, asked for authority to use ground troops. We did. The thing was already underway. And but he felt he needed real authority from the Congress to do it upright. And so he, Mr. Szolars from New York, a Democrat on the Foreign Affairs Committee, and I co-sponsored a resolution to do that. And then we had a spirited debate on that particular issue. And of course, Tom and I knew we were going to be in our traditional positions, where I would be for it, being the sponsor of the legislation, and that Tom and some of his colleagues thought more time was needed to discuss the, or really to see what unfolded before actually committing ourselves to committing, and that was the crux of the argument. And of course, for me, as being an old combat infantryman during World War II, and I was in the enlisted ranks all the time. I never had anything to say about where I was going or what I was doing, or, you know, you're always following orders. And I had to go up to Tom, who was presiding as the speaker that day, in the chair, and tell him that, boy, this is a very emotional moment for me because, you know, now I'm in a position of, after these years, being sending another generation in harm's way. And I'm partially responsible for calling the shot when, you know, a generation before I had nothing to say about what happened to me as a little combat infantryman. And it was a real emotional moment. But you're right, Mr. Szolars, and that was the House in, I think, its finest hour. We had a clean-cut debate upon it, or let the chips fall where they may.
It's one of the cases, and there's a somewhat different theory today. Sometimes we had situations when I was Speaker where a majority of the Democratic Party was against a certain course of action, mm-hmm. but where it wouldn't pass without allowing a portion of the majority to vote with the minority to make it happen. That was a case of the first Gulf resolution. If you took a vote in the Democratic caucus, the majority would have been against the resolution at that time.
Right.
They wanted more time, as Bob
right.
said. But it came to the floor at request of President Bush, 41 as we recall President Herbert mm-hmm. Walker Bush, and it came, interestingly enough, after the election. And members had just been reelected, so there was no political pressure in the sense of an immediate election ensuing. And the debate went, I forgot how many hours, it was a long debate. It was watched very carefully in the country. And I think people throughout the country responded to the debate as an extraordinary example of the House really doing what it's supposed to do,
right.
to having a difference of opinion, to debating it civilly and responsibly and coming to a vote. Anyway, what the moment that Bob mentioned when he came up to the chair and I was sitting in the chair, Bob always wore very proudly the replica of the combat infantryman's badge. In addition to being one of the recipients of the Medal of Freedom, which is the highest award that the United States gives to a civilian, he was a proud former combat infantryman. And exactly as he said, he was really kind of choked up when he said that, you know, this is a hard vote for me, maybe the hardest I've ever cast, because of sending young men and women into what, we didn't know what the result would be.
Right.
It was an unbelievably short and effective campaign, But for all anybody knew, it could have gone on for a long, long time with many, 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 many more casualties. So from that standpoint, my admiration for Bob, if it was possible, took another couple of decibels up as somebody who was conscious of what he was doing from his own experience, knew that this was a momentous decision and that we were all playing a part in what might mean for a lot of young Americans, either death or disability or whatever. It's one of those things that vote that I think I recall most vividly almost in all the time that I was in the Congress.